95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Those are some great sound effects.
Thanks.
High quality. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well.
What's happening in the world of Kevin?
What's happening in the world of Kevin?
Yeah.
Got my stitches out from my skin cancer surgery.
Yeah.
And it looks like there's nothing there now. It's fantastic.
I really wanted, it's on your forehead.
Yeah.
And I really wanted when you first came in, because it was a pretty big bandage, for you to attach a straw to your forehead. So you could, like, walk around and people could suck your brains out. I thought that would be kind of fun, but... And then Stu's idea...
That doesn't seem fun.
Stu's idea was to sell the space on the bandage to an advertiser.
Yeah, that's true. He did say, why are you not renting that out?
We do monetize everything, so...
And I have a huge head. So plenty of made for good advertising space.
Could have put some lights and stuff
too
on.
Too late. Sorry.
Well, congratulations on your...
Next time.
Next time.
I hurt myself.
That's right.
I will use it as advertising.
Awesome.
Today's Give Me Five.
Name.
Five songs in a row at 5 o'clock with the theme name.
Yeah, it just has to have the word name in it. Not an actual name, but, you know. It
has to have the word name in the title?
Yeah, that's a deal.
What American dollar on the show today?
Nice. I'm going to win today. Damn it!
I think you might.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, maybe. 4 o'clock hour is weird coworkers.
We've never had any of those.
Ever.
And you know, that's true. We've worked with some of the most normal folk in history. Let's talk about Jed the Fish and Rodney on the Rock.
And Doc while we're at it.
Oh, I'm going to sue you.
People are dumb.
Yep.
Cannibalism is the way to solve the climate crisis.
Woohoo! Now that's rocking good news.
And the KLOS name game.
Yeah, that's right. It's up to $800 sometime between now and 4. We're going to ask you for that word or name or whatever we've been looking for, and you might get yourself $800 to get the holiday season rolling.
Before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. Right now, I thought perhaps...
I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need.
You know I need a buck, man. I totally need $1.
My machine is malfunctioning, by the way, so it'll be a miracle if this works.
Well, you shouldn't have spilled that beer on it.
All right, this one is easy, I'm going to say.
Yeah, like an easy one, an easy dollar.
So I'm going to give you 5 guesses to get 4 right.
5 guesses?
Instead of 6.
Oh, wow. Wow.
5 guesses to get 4 right. So you only get 1 miss.
What could the easy subject be?
The most delicious Thanksgiving side dishes.
That's only like 3 weeks away or something, man.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
That's unbelievable. Is it okay if I call the Butterball hotline to get some help?
It is not.
Aww.
Nope. Sorry.
All right. So side dishes. We're not talking desserts, right?
Correct.
Desserts are my favorite.
Most delicious Thanksgiving side dishes.
I mean, corn on the cob, I suppose. Got to be on the list.
Corn on the cob.
Yeah. All right, who's the idiot that came up with this list?
This is the list where everybody votes.
Yeah.
And I don't think you'll have much problem with the list.
Corn on the cob is not.
You always lead with what you think is the slam dunk.
Because that's my favorite.
Yeah.
I love me some corn on the cob.
So do I. It's not on the list.
Rolls.
You can't get anything else wrong.
Yeah. Now, if no rolls draw, then these are really stupid people. What country are they from? They're actually from Iran.
I'm
going to
give you rolls, yes. Crescent rolls.
Woo! Yeah, I love me some rolls.
I'm also going to give you bread, because you said that as well.
Ah! Life is good.
So now you have 3 more guesses to get 2 more right.
I hate them. I can't stand them. I didn't even like the band, but I'm going to say cranberries. I hate cranberries.
Cranberry sauce. Awful. I am not a fan either.
Ah, yuck.
That is on the list.
Stuffing. I love stuffing.
And stuffing.
Yeah! Woo-hoo! Yes!
Is number 2.
Million times yes. I never understood the whole stuffing instead of potatoes. I want stuffing and potatoes.
Same.
I'm going to carb it up, baby.
What do you do for Thanksgiving normally?
You know, it's different every year. This year we're getting together with a couple friends. You know, it's just always different. What about you? Do you actually get family together? And
I used to go to a neighbor's house, but moved neighborhoods.
Right.
So maybe I'll just show up anyway.
Hello, I'm here to eat your food.
Here's the list. The top 10 most delicious Thanksgiving side dishes. Number 10 is green beans.
Oh, I love green beans.
Same.
Wow, that's a good one.
Number 9 is green bean casserole.
I don't know that I've had that, I suppose.
Number 8, you got cranberry sauce.
Ugh.
Number 7 is buttermilk biscuits.
Biscuits.
Love that.
Yep.
Number six, I'm surprised by macaroni and cheese.
You know, I thought mac and cheese. I know love that's a it, thing now.
I don't really think of it as a Thanksgiving
now,
food.
This is how old I am. They didn't used to sell boxed macaroni and cheese when I was a kid, but
what?
My mom made it, and my friends never had it. And I used to have friends stay over all the time.
Your mom made it out of the box, by the way.
They freaked out. They would eat so much of it, they would get sick every time. They're like, what is this?
Number five is bread.
Yeah.
Number four, crescent rolls.
Right.
Number three, gravy.
Sure.
Number two, stuffing.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
Gotta have something to put the
mashed potatoes
gravy on.
Hell,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
We tried to sell gravy at my last job. Didn't go well.
What?
Tried to sell Kevin and Bean gravy. It's a long story.
Nobody bought it?
No, we couldn't.
Do you have any packets left? I'll buy them.
The FDA stepped in, or whoever the government body is.
Those rat bastards.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Let's talk about weird coworkers.
Weird coworkers.
We've had our share.
No kidding,
there was
man.
A BuzzFeed article that said people are sharing the times that they caught their coworkers doing something shady. And we were flabbergasted.
I mean, that's pretty much, especially in the old days, every day. I would walk in on people doing all sorts of... You would, too, I'm sure. Especially coming in the early morning with the overnight guys and radio. Wow.
They listed some of the weird coworkers. And we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. My boss was required to get a master's degree in order to keep her management position. She openly bragged to employees that she paid somebody $1,500 to take her statistics class for her, and she failed her first attempt. This was at a university medical center.
Wow. I don't feel like learning this stuff, but I do want to go ahead and, you know, prescribe stuff. And
isn't that crazy?
Take care of your health needs. Just give me the money.
A coworker forgot to log out of their email on a shared computer. That happens.
Oh, yeah.
But you learn quickly for that not to happen. I got enrolled in so many different groups.
Like
from Matt Money Smith. I left my computer open to my email, and he signed me up for everything he could.
And like anything in particular jump out at you?
Not
still?
That I can say.
No. It is amazing what's out there.
Right. So weird coworkers is what we're looking for. You had to work with someone weird. Anything come to mind for you?
I had a friend who was definitely not sober, and one night had crawled up in the bathroom through the tiles, you know, like in the ceiling, like pushed the tiles out of the way because he knew there was someone in there watching him. So he was crawling around in the tiles in the ceiling
for what?
Trying to find the person that was watching him. He was doing overnight or whatever.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, and he fell through one of them and was like
fantastic.
Landed on someone's desk. And yeah, that was my good friend Mark. He was an interesting fella. So.
Our newsman, and I know this is little weird too, but Doc on the Rock brought in a gun one day.
That's right.
A pistol. He was cleaning it in his room. And we were like, hey.
That seems to be a gun.
Can't help but notice the gun you have at work.
And you're never angry with us, so that doesn't ever get us concerned that you're doing that.
And he said, my girlfriend's husband gets out of jail today. Which means there's a part of him, a small part of him, that thinks there may be a shootout.
Yep, at the station.
Right.
Come on down here.
He's cleaning his gun.
Yeehaw.
What? So we, of course, went to management. We were like, we'd like fewer guns.
Less guns.
In the building.
Yeah.
But who have you worked with and what have they done? We've done this topic before where people cut their toenails at work.
That's right. Yeah,
and all
right.
That kind of nonsense. Woo, I don't know why everybody, why it's so hard to find good people to work with, but it is. So weird coworkers, 818-955-KLOS. We are talking about weird coworkers. You have a story?
A coworker of mine washes his gym clothes in the men's bathroom sink and lets them hang in the partitions to dry.
What kind of job is it?
It's a construction site.
So then he just hangs them up right there so everybody can see them?
Yeah, you can see his shorts and his shirt and his socks. And just,
excellent.
That's neat.
Kind of like the office is his part-time home.
Right. Maybe it is.
You ever felt like flushing them?
I thought of doing worse.
Good for you. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
So one of my former coworkers, he had no social graces at all. I'm a teacher, and we would have like a little party, if you want, like during break time for one of our coworkers.
Right.
And so they'd set up all the food and all that in the middle of the break room, and people would be gathered around waiting for somebody to speak. And one day he just came in right in the middle of the principal talking, and he just walked right up to the table, grabbed food, and just walked away. It's like, what the heck? It's
like, just get it done.
It was the strangest thing.
I love that so much.
Yeah, I think that might be the way we would do it, Kevin and I. Actually,
meetings suck, dude.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not. Yeah,
I think he was onto something.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, KLOS. Hello.
So I had a coworker. She used to practice black magic.
Wow, really?
Awesome.
Do you think she was actually able to cast any spells at all, or was it just nonsense?
She was kind of scary. We're teachers, which is kind of weird. So she would go in the classroom in the morning. And we would catch her walking in circles, like speaking like weird. Like it was pretty crazy.
I mean, when you got to deal with the kids, I can almost see trying to cast a spell or two.
Did you ever confront her about it?
Yes, a couple of us did.
And
she started spraying our office with this weird smelling like herb spray. Wow. I don't know.
She turned me into a newt. Right on. Thanks for calling. That's teachers, you know. That's a rough job. It's not surprising. 818-955-KLOS.
Your weird coworkers. We're talking to people about their weird coworkers. You have one?
I worked with a dude that would clip his toenails like 15 minutes before his shift ended.
How do you not do that at home, man?
So he would take off his shoe and put it on the desk?
Yeah, it was like a telesales office center, you know, and
gross.
If you were available, like incoming calls would pour in, and usually like 15 minutes before your shift ended, you would just go unavailable so you didn't get hung up on a spirit journey and have to stay later than
right.
And while he was just waiting for the clock to hit his time off, he would take his dress shoes, socks off, and start hacking away.
Don't love it. Do not love it.
And then go flying everywhere, right?
I mean, he did it over the trash can, but...
Still. Still don't do that.
Well, that's perfectly disgusting. It's awesome. Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
Right on. Hello, KLOS.
Hi. I was calling about weird coworkers.
Yes. What do you got?
So we consolidated down floors because of the pandemic, and what we randomly find in people's PEDs, you know, their little file cabinets, they never came to clean. We said, come and clean them.
Right.
So they just left their personal junk there? What sort of stuff did you find?
Clothes that just have never been worn, never been, had the tags off. Books, pictures of families. I had one guy who had bottles and bottles of alcohol with scorpions in them.
No kidding.
I kept a couple of the bottles. I think some of them were tequila. Haven't dared open them. They got scorpions in them, so I don't know how safe that is.
Yeah, what if they come back to life?
That's pretty gross.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I have a weird coworker.
Talk to us.
Okay, I work for an airlines, and he was, whenever we boarded people, whenever he took everyone's boarding pass, he would smell it before he gave it back to them.
What? Why?
Why, yeah.
Because I think he had OCD, and we had to tell him, Brian, quit smelling the passengers' boarding passes.
Wow, that is funky.
That is a weird thing, because if he has OCD, well, that doesn't mean he needs to smell.
Well, for some reason, that's just the one thing.
Did he fight it, or did he stop?
He would stop, but it would he would eventually start up, but he would listen to us if we stopped. I guess he didn't realize he was doing it.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Did it ever tempt you to smell one just to see if it had some sort of odor?
No. We all just knew he was quirky, and that was his thing.
Right. I love it. That's awesome. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, I'm calling about the weird coworker.
Yes, do tell.
I used to work in retail, and we had this one. She was weird from the start. She shows up 2 hours late for an interview, claims she was at a funeral. Guilted her way into getting the job. They felt sorry for her, so they hired her. And it just went downhill from there. But she was the only person I knew who could self-promote herself within a matter of weeks. She went from a part-timer to president of the company.
Wow.
At least that's what she told everybody.
Right. Wow.
Was she hot?
No.
Okay.
She was dirty, smelly, and her hair fell out.
Oh. Hey, that's just the girl for you, Kevin.
Perfect.
Give me five.
He's pushing. give him five. It's not going to happen, buddy.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
No, it isn't, man.
We do it every day.
Oh, well, all right.
Five songs in a row with the theme. Today's theme is the word name.
Yeah, because we've been playing the name game, so it seemed appropriate. We do songs with the word name in the title.
In the title, and Brian is first up with Killing in the Name.
Hello, KLOS.
Oh, hey there. How you doing?
Good, thank you. It's Give Me Five Songs with Name in the Title.
I was thinking, What's Your Name by Leonard Skinner.
That's perfect.
I love it.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Sarah,
what's
wrong with you?
I don't know.
All right.
I need a reset. Can you push my reset button?
Nope.
Sarah, would you push my reset button?
I would love to.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. Songs with name in the title.
Where the streets have no name, YouTube.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, can I play the Gimme Five game?
Yeah, what do you got?
Is it YouTube, Pride in the Name of Love?
From Sam Quinton, 1969.
That's crazy.
Live Johnny Cash. Wrapping up the Gimme Five.
We have tickets for you to go to the LA Kings. They play the Pittsburgh Penguins Thursday night. We have four tickets for you to see them if you're going to play some trivia.
Ah.
Some hockey slang.
Hockey slang trivia.
Call now, 818-955-KLOS. We'll start with caller 25.
So we have some Kings tickets to give away, right?
Yes, we do, for Thursday night's game.
We've got a contestant on the phone.
Are you ready to play?
I am.
All right. I have some hockey slang for you. What does it mean when the announcers refer to the pillows? What are the pillows?
The pillows?
Yep.
Is it in the goal?
No.
Excuse me.
It is not. Thank you.
I'm just choking it up for no reason. What are those dirty pillows?
KLOS, hello.
Ow.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
It's Daniel.
Daniel, you ready for some hockey slang?
Yes, sir.
All right. What does it mean when the announcers refer to the pillows? What is that?
The gloves.
Incorrect. Thank you for trying.
Yeah, so sure.
KLOS, hello.
Hey. What's up, Kevin?
You ready for some hockey slang?
Yeah.
What does it mean when the announcers refer to the pillows? What are they talking about?
I want to say the pads on a goalie.
The goaltender's leg pads. Well done.
Ding, 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 ding.
You got four tickets to see the Kings take on the Pittsburgh Penguins on Thursday night at Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else can get their tickets at LAKings.com/tickets, but you got yours for free.
That's awesome.
Well done, man. Enjoy the game.
Thank y'all.
Yes, yes, 1,000 times yes. The Colt. I love the Colt.
Remember that when they came in? That one time when they came in?
This is what I get for going to do one of them vacation things I always hear about and go to Hawaii. I miss Ian Astbury. Damn it.
That whatever, was so man. Great.
Damn it.
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Sluggo did win one American dollar.
Woo!
By naming four of the best sides for Thanksgiving dinner.
You know, if it's going to be about food, I'm going to know about it.
Agreed. Weird coworkers we talked about. And one person called in and said after the pandemic, the guy never came back. And when they cleared out his desk, he had a bottle with scorpions in it.
A whole bunch of bottles with scorpions in them.
The hell? And your chance to play the KLOS name game again tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Heidi and Frank.
It'll net you, if you're lucky, $1,100. And that's nice and all, but I got to get out of here. I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. We have your chance to win $900 right now in the KLOS name game. We will take your call 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
The name game. I like what they were just saying.
The name game.
Who are you? Yeah, who are you? Hi, who are you?
This is Meredith.
Meredith?
Yeah.
You are caller 25.
Hi. Okay.
That means... Sorry to disappoint. That means that you get to play the KLOS name game. We're looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years.
Did you collect Barbies as a kid?
I did, I think.
You think?
I think.
Yeah. Okay. You are very confused.
Well, I think. I mean, like, I had sisters, so we were all close in age, so.
Ah, and you would steal them from there?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, the last couple of guesses were Safari Barbie and Flight Attendant Barbie. Those were incorrect. So, what do you, pray tell, you thief of your sister's Barbies, think it is?
I think I'm like a scientist.
Scientist Barbie?
You're saying scientist Barbie?
Yeah.
Is it correct? We will find out. Oh.
It's incorrect.
That's not correct.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, at least I got through.
Yes, thank you for your valiant effort and your energy.
And we're going to do another round of name game. You're going to figure out this damn Barbie sometime between 4 and 5. Good luck. I can't believe it's almost dark already.
I know, that's crazy.
I hate this.
This is crazy.
Come on, where'd the sun go?
We have a chance for you to play the KLOS name game. We'll take caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Maureen.
You're caller 25.
Okay, cool. So how's it going today? What is our question?
You don't want to know. It's foul.
Our question is, we are looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years.
Oh, that's not what I thought it was.
Nope.
Maureen, the last couple of guesses were Scientist Barbie and Safari Barbie for $900. What do you think it is that we're looking for?
Let's say Barbie's a nurse.
Nurse
Barbie.
Barbie.
Nurse Barbie. Correct. Youth Heaven.
Dr. Barbie.
What?
Wait, what did you say? Correct usage?
No, he was just asking me if that's correct, and the answer is...
No.
Nope.
Ah.
I'm sorry.
Damn it.
Thank you for trying, though.
Thanks.
All right.
I bet Nurse Barbie could get some good drugs, however.
Next hour, it'll be worth $1,000.
$1,000? I bet they would be barbiturates, by the way.
Boo. We are ready for the KLOS name game. We'll take caller 25 right now at 818-955-KLOS. Your chance to win $1,000. Good luck.
The name game. The name game.
Hey, what's this? I haven't heard of this. What are we doing?
It is a game. Uh-huh. Ask people a question.
I see.
And if they have the answer, they can win $1,000.
$1,000?
In this case. Damn. KLOS, who's this?
This is Ken.
Ken?
Ken, you're caller 25.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. That's fantastic.
We are so pleased with you, man. Well done.
Ken, we're asking you a question about your longtime partner, Barbie. We're looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years.
And the last couple of guesses, Ken, were Nurse Barbie and Scientist Barbie. Which were incorrect. What do you think for $1,000 it is?
Okay, I'm going to go with Pet Groomer.
Pet Groomer
Pet
Barbie.
Groomer.
She used to do my dog, that's for sure. Yeah.
Do not talk about Barbie that way in front of Ken.
I groomed. She groomed.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Oh.
And I would think anybody would know. It would have been Ken.
Right?
You would think so.
Right. Right on. Well, thanks for playing, man. Tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank.
$1,100.
If you were to wander into Mark's office at Knott's Berry Farm, do you know what you would hear?
I don't.
You would hear KLOS. Because Mark at Knott's Berry Farm, yeah, always listening to this radio station.
Well done.
Yeah. Dark and cool. I love that song.
I do, too.
That is so nice and bizarre. Royal Blood is who it is. That is called Pull Me Through. Royal Blood going to be hanging out, as I understand it, sometime in the very near future with Greg Beharrell.
Excellent.
He's here by 7 o'clock every night, so I think it's maybe tomorrow night or sometime soon they'll be hanging out. Greg Beharrell's show, Royal Blood, on KLOS. Now and then on KLOS, it's being called the last Beatles song. Basically, John in the Dakota was recording new songs on cassette tape.
Yep.
And then the last, like, 20, 30 years, the remaining Beatles have been kind of trying to put together a new song out of that, trying to put it together, and the technology finally happened where they can... You got to see this video if you haven't seen it yet. Just go to YouTube and search the Beatles Now and Then and watch the 12-minute, 25-second one.
It's worth it.
Yeah, screen grab is actually of a cassette tape, and it really goes into how that all happened, and it's pretty amazing. Pink Floyd turned up on US TV for the first time on this day in rock in 1967. It was on American Bandstand, and they performed Apples and Oranges. Susie Quattro made the first of 7 guest appearances on Happy Days as Leather Tuscadero on this day in rock in 1977. Remember when Boston came back after all those years with that song Amanda? It hit number 1 on this day in rock in 1986, their only chart topper.